Okay, here we go. Third day.
Hello?
Mrs. Peterson.
Yes.
Mr. Drazel again in California.
Oh, hello, Mr. Drazel.
How are you today?
Oh, very good. Thank you. Nice to talk to you again.
Yes, you too. Listen, I've been looking at the weather map. It seems that your weather has changed a little bit.
Oh, yes. It's getting much more back to normal now.
Back to normal? So tell us about your conditions today.
Well, we had snow.
Snow?
We had snow flurries. We had a cold front that passed through last night, and close to about 30s now, and we had snow flurries.
So down. So it, if you're lucky, it's going to get up into the 30s today. That might be your high, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Great. So snow, that's great. Well, I guess it's a little bit more like normal then, huh?
Oh, sure, you betcha.
Okay, great. Hey, listen, something else I was asking you yesterday about, you told us about farming and a little bit about forestry.
Mm-hmm.
There's other industries that your state is noted for as well. Is that true?
Oh, heavy industry. Sure. My state, the biggest taconite producer, I believe, in the country.
Taconite? Well, that's an interesting word. That ought to send them to the dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
They're great. Okay, one of the largest taconite producers. Good.
Well, you grew up here. You know what taconite is.
Okay. Well, that leads me to ask this next question. Did you, in fact, grow up in the town that you live in now?
Oh, not the town I live in now, but here in the state, yes.
Oh, so you are from that state.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I see. So
outstate.
Outstate?
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard that term before. What does that mean?
Not so much in the city, but outstate.
Oh, I see. So it's more the rural part of your state.
That's it, sure.
Will you ever get a chance to visit where you came from then, or do you still have family back there?
Always, especially in the summer. I like to go to the lakes, you know, listen to the loons, look for the northern lights.
So it's kind of like your getaway back there where you came from then.
Oh, yes, everyone likes to go to the lakes here.
Excellent. That sounds good. Let's see, I was looking at the map the other day, and I'm privy to know what state you live in, and the kids don't, but I noticed there's one unique thing about your state that's different than most states, too,
mm-hmm.
in terms of your borders.
Oh, yes, we have international neighbors, we have.
Ah, I see, okay. That's certainly interesting, too. Okay, well, great. I think that I'm hoping that by the end of the phone conversation today that most students are going to know what state you live in, and the next 2 days I think they're going to be trying to narrow down the city and the county, so we'll try and focus on those kinds of questions the next couple of days.
Okay, well, it's a great state and a great city, so best of luck to them.
Well, maybe after doing this assignment, some of them are going to be curious enough to go visit it.
Well, they'd be welcome.
Okay, well, great. We really appreciate you once again taking time to do this for us.
Oh, sure. No problem.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Peterson, and we'll call you again tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.